Two new ambassadors from Italy and Germany have presented their letters of credence to President John Dramani Mahama at the castle. The two, Laura Capini from Italy and Dr. Renate Shimkoret, have pledged to discharge their duties diligently and further deepen bilateral cooperation between their countries and Ghana. President Mahama wished them a happy stay in a toast and urged them to open more avenues for collaboration in capacity building and development. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
Italy and Germany have very cordial relations with Ghana in terms of bilateral cooperation, skills training and infrastructure development. The two new ambassadors who are taking their duty post in Ghana both lauded the country for its democracy. President John Dramani Mahama urged them to use their offices to expand barriers of cooperation.
We are in the transition mode, and so it would look like you're starting your tour of duty right at the beginning of a new term of government. And so you're very warmly welcome. Ghana is anxious to expand the relations that we have with Italy. There are areas in which we have technical cooperation that we will want to see deepen. Even though we know that there's the Eurozone crisis, we still believe that the atmosphere and the environment exists for us to continue to expand the bilateral cooperation between Ghana and Italy.
First to present a letter of credence was the ambassador of Italy, Laura Capini. She has a degree in political science from the University of Florence. Her last post before this appointment was counselor at the embassy in New Delhi. She was also awarded the Italian Grand Medal in 2004.
Our relations are very good and excellent, I will say, and because they are based and underpinned by the common values we share. So being those the fundamentals of our relations, I think we are really bound to work even more closer together. Also, another aspect of how our relations are solid is the fact that the relations of our two peoples are very good. We have a very large presence of Ghanaians in Italy who are known for their integration and laboriousness, and whereas here in Ghana we have a historic presence of Italian communities who have been very, very active in business.
Next was Dr. Renate Shimkoret from Germany. Born in October 1954 in Brandenburg, Dr. Shimkoret has served on a number of missions. She speaks English, French, Turkish, Russian and Arabic. In her statement, she announced that in the next 3 years, Germany will invest 130 million euros in technical and financial operation projects in Ghana.
As you pointed out, we have a very broad cooperation beyond the development cooperation, and I think considering the perspectives of Ghana, the fact that Ghana has become a middle-income country, that you are assuring tremendous growth rates in your economic performance, I think that our cooperation could be further elaborated on, going beyond cooperation matters into economic affairs. And but as you pointed out, we have also political cooperation, we have cultural dialogue, we have so many, such a broad agenda that we can well on. And I
Pascalina Dadevo filed that report.